You're listening to our special longest day broadcast on Bob FM so we can begin a new era of hope in the fight against Alzheimer's.
Total Country Bob FM.
Oh my goodness, it's been a big day so far, and we just got him on. I think that there's going to be a lot more people that are familiar with this guy than maybe what you might realize. So we were just talking about Jay Allen because, of course, we've heard his name from The Voice, but a long time before that, actually, there's this viral video that started going around on Facebook. I mean, over 500 million views, right? Yeah, exactly. That's the reaction that you'd be getting from this, of him performing this song with his mother on stage. And it's called Blank Stares, and we're going to play it.
Okay.
But Jay Allen, thank you so much for joining us for today, because part of what happened with this is you've personally been obviously going through this, but helped raise over $100 million for the Alzheimer's Association by sharing your story. And I, again, greatly appreciate you being here on The Longest Day on Bob FM.
It's good to be on, brother. I mean, what a very important day. You know, it's the entire month is an important month, but today is kind of the pinnacle for it on the longest day, summer solstice. So I have, it's become a celebration for me because, you know, I talk about this everywhere, all the time, all around the country, radio interviews, whatnot. But now I get to, you know, dig in extra deep today, which is awesome. I remember one time we celebrated, I think the very first time we celebrated the longest day, I played on Virginia Beach as the sun was rising. Hopped on a plane all day long, and then that night as the sun was setting, we played in San Jose. You know, so it's a really, really special day where, you know, we gather together as an Alzheimer's community. So I'm proud to be here.
And if you would be willing to share some of the experience and the story behind your song Blank Stares, the reason why it is that you have felt it so important to be a part of The Longest Day, I know that it is very powerful.
Yeah, so, you know, super long story short, my mother was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's when she was 51. They call it early onset because she was so young. Unfortunately, in our case, it took her life in 2 years and 9 months. I was completely uneducated as to what dementia or, you know, any sort of Alzheimer's was at the time. So I educated myself quickly. Basically, it started with a phone call from my dad. I'd moved to Nashville. Now, I've been in Nashville 10 years. He called me when I was just a couple years in and said, your mama called me this morning and I feel obligated as your dad to let you know what happened. She had been going to the same place to work for years and years and years. Called him, had pulled over on the side of the road, was bawling, said, please come get me. I don't know where I am or where I'm going. So like I said, officially diagnosed at age 51. The next phone call, I'll never forget. He said, this is progressing quickly. I feel like, again, it's my obligation as your pops to make sure you get time with your mother before this progresses anymore. So they made that 10-hour drive from small town Iowa to Nashville. And I expected my mother when I opened up the door of my home. You know, the one thing I think I'll miss the most is how a mother looks at a child. I'll never get that look again until, you know, we meet again in heaven, I believe. So I was expecting that look when my mom came through the front door of my home. I got the opposite. I got someone that looked at me like I was a stranger, looked right through me, like I was nothing. It completely broke something inside of me. We have two options in life, fight or flight. I always choose fight. That day I chose flight. I said, I don't know, even know how to handle this, Dad, so let's get out of here. So we took my mom to a well-known venue here in Nashville called the Sutler Saloon. And I was a music director and worship leader at churches around the country for years. So I thought I had experienced the power of music, but I had not until this moment. So you hear about how music impacts people that have dementia or Alzheimer's, all the above. And I saw it that day. We opened up the door of that venue and there was a band on stage. My mother walked in, took one step in, saw the band, heard the music. And people that have Alzheimer's dementia typically have a glossy blank look in their eyes. They're not present. They're not with you. And that completely went away when she heard the music and saw the band. I'm the oldest. I've always been a fixer. My family, if there's something wrong, I find a way to, you know, find a solution. So I took advantage of that moment. I took my mom by the hand. I pulled her to the front of the venue, right in front of the stage, and we started slow dancing to a fast song. And this is where the power of music really took place. I felt my mother take a deep breath as she leaned in and she pulled me in close. She whispered in my ear, "Oh, Jay, I've missed you. Son, I love you. It's so good to be here." So that was a life-altering moment for me. I, you know, I have to work really hard to write songs. I'm not like my wife, Kylie Morgan, who's on the radio, who wakes up at 4 a.m. and writes an entire song, goes back to bed. I have to work really hard. I have to work really hard at it, man. But that day I had a whole song come to me. And it was a sad moment, but it was a positive thought where it was, I still see you in between those blank stairs. You're still in there and I'm going to fight for you. So I wrote this song called Blank Stairs and immediately went to war for my mother. Of the Lord that he, you know, through her, the loss of her life, he gave my life purpose. And some really important people heard that song. It was on SiriusXM, The Highway. And someone from the San Jose chapter of the Alzheimer's Association reached out, invited me to play my first ever gala. Back then I called it gala. I was corrected very quickly to call it gala. They had me come out and I get on stage and Kimberly Paisley, the famous actress, Brad Paisley's wife, invited me on stage, introduced me. And that was like the setup. So I'm already like, what's happening? And then we get on stage and I look down and Garth Brooks is sitting in the front row wearing his cowboy hat, looking right at me. And I was like, man, I'm in the wrong place. I just told the story, man, and I sang the song. And this moment that happened next, it changed how I started living my life, and how I'll live it for, you know, till the day I die. I'm just a normal dude, you know, but I've gone through something, you know, really sad, like a lot of us have. And so I told that story, you know, what they brought me there to do, and I sang that song. At the end of it, everyone stood up and held each other and cried and clapped. And it didn't matter if you were Garth Brooks or Jay Allen. It didn't matter how much money you had, how famous you were, how successful you were. We all suddenly had a common ground that connected us. It was that we were losing someone or had lost someone to this terrible disease, the sixth leading cause of death in America. And, I just started saying yes to every opportunity after that. We raised a couple million bucks that night. And I just kept going. You know, every time someone invited me to do something, do an interview like this, go play a show, play a gala, play a fundraiser, play an event, do a Zoom, I just said yes. And before I know it, I looked up and I was getting calls from The Voice. And I kept a rough track of kind of what we'd helped raise over the years. And I thought it was 50 million bucks. And so I announced that on the show. But the attorneys from The Voice called me after, before they aired the blind audition. And they said, if we air this on television, we have to make sure that that actually happened. And I was like, oh my gosh, I hope I'm right. But my attorney called me and let me know that we have to be a part of raising over $100 million and growing. Goodness. So, yeah, we did one last weekend and raised another $200,000. So it's definitely become a life purpose for me. And it used to be almost a burden, but now it just feels like something I can be proud of, you know, and something that I get to continue on to do, you know, and honor my mother. And I just got to announce that I signed a record deal because everything that happened with The Voice. And I'm glad that it stemmed from doing something that's bigger than myself. Mm. So that leads us to the longest day, which is the summer solstice, the day of the most light. And so we shine light on the darkness of this disease that is really hard to talk about. It's, you know, I've even had, you know, my wife would admit, she, you know, we've had some days where she's like, when are you going to be done? You know, like, you've done your part. And I just told her kindly, never ask me that question again. I'm never going to be done. So today is a very, very important day. It's an honor to be on here and share my story and have everyone else share their stories. And I know we will raise a lot of money.
And I appreciate your story and your willingness to be a part of this and talking about the power of the music. I've got Blank Stairs ready to play, and I want to make sure that everybody who wells up, because you will, calls in and donates now to the Alzheimer's Association, 763-450-0500, or you can donate online at mybobcountry.com. Jay Allen, thank you so much for being a part of this.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate you. Good luck today.
Oh, Jay, I just was wondering what you're doing, and I want to ask her. I'm to stay happy.
There's a voicemail that I keep. I listen to it just to hear you speak. A sun turns to silence, just a lie. No, I love you all goodbye. Like you saw the phone in your hand and you didn't know why. It's crazy how you come and go so fast. Oh, how do I get you back? If I could only see the cracks you're slipping through. Wish I didn't feel so helpless when it comes to helping you hold on. So I keep holding on to every little memory made of you and me, every little glimpse of who you used to be. I know you're still in there, deep down somewhere, I swear I still see. Between the blank stares, it's the first thing that I think about when I wake up and when I lay down. It's the last thing I feel crawling through my mind. I'm still trying to understand it, sitting next to you, holding your hand and hoping you won't fade away this time. Just stay a little while, please stay a little while. If I could only see the cracks you're slipping through. Wish I didn't feel so helpless when it comes to helping you hold on. So I keep holding. Every little glimpse of who you used to be. I know you're still in there, deep down somewhere, I swear I still see. Between the blank stares, it's getting harder and harder to watch you disappear. You're slipping through. Wish I didn't feel so helpless when it comes to helping you hold on. But I keep holding on. Every little memory made of you and me, every little glimpse of who you used to be. I know you're still in there, deep down somewhere, I swear I still see.
Jay Allen and his song Blank Stares. So happy that he was able to help us out here on the longest day. Wow. The Alzheimer's Association's second biggest fundraiser.
Yeah, of the year.
Of the year.
Yep. So 763. What's that number, John?
Well, it's easy. It's 763-450-0500. Now, if you think it's going to take you a ton of time, it's not.
No.
If you can call right now, it might be the friendliest conversation you have all day. Because number one, you know that you're doing some amazing things, and the people who are answering the phones are here for that exact reason. They would love to talk to you. And again, you may be that person who could say, I could throw $1,000 at this thing, and I say, shoot it,
come
get
on.
It over here.
Come on.
We could certainly use it, because the goal is as much as we possibly can get to start funding some of these programs. But here's the number again. Please, on your lunch hour, maybe skip that Chick-fil-A and say that goes to a great organization.
Yes.
76.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
763-450-0500.
Nobody said this yet, but where does that money go? I'm making donations. Where's that money going?
Well, we will ask. We have the experts, but it's going to the Minnesota and North Dakota chapter right here in the Twin Cities. And then they will disperse it in the areas of research and development, but also caregiving, respite care. There's a lot of things going on legislatively in the state and to help people. One of the things that can help the most, I think, is to be healthy to begin with. And that we've asked Paula if she would put together a little discussion for us, or a little tutoring us a little bit on how you can have a healthier lifestyle. And could that be a preventative for Alzheimer's?
Yes, thank you for the invitation. And correct, I mean, there is some activities, some suggestions we can offer today to take care of your brain and try to prevent this disease that can be very devastating, right? So first of all, recommit to your brain physical health. So any type of exercise you can do, it doesn't mean hitting the gym and doing heavy lift weights. No, any type of exercise help. Go for a walk, garden, dance, whatever you can do, it's going to help your brain. There is a big connection between healthy body, healthy brain. Also, healthy diet. Try to eat as healthy as possible. Include some veggies, include some fruits there, anything fresh, some wheat food, more fish maybe. If you have any questions, talk to your doctor about that. Another suggestion is engage socially. I mean, the latest research says that it's not only learning new things that can help your brain, also connect with your friends, connect with your family, engage in a volunteer opportunity. Volunteer with us, with the Alzheimer's Association, is very rewarding, right? So talk to your friends, read a book, join a book club, join a sports club, a social club, anything. Just get together and talk and connect. And something that is also very important is to unplug from your devices, right? Mm. Try not to watch too much TV. Go for a walk instead, or talk to people instead. And especially try to not use your cell phone at night, right? Your brain needs to rest. It doesn't need more activation at night. On the contrary, it needs to relax so you can sleep and recover for the next day.
Doesn't that have something to do with circadian rhythm? Isn't that what you're talking about? To try to avoid screen time late at night.
Correct, yeah. So you can actually go into deep sleep and your nerves, your cells in the brain regenerate and are ready to function the next day.
Yeah, because I'm so stressed out.
Yeah, and also stress, right? I mean, we live in a very stressful society, so we need to try and de-stress. And especially for caregivers, which is a very tough job. So try to do some physical activities, some fun activities, control your stress so you can lower down all that additional anxiety, and your brain can be more healthy as well.
Thank you, Paula. Paula Hernandez is the community program manager locally for the state of Minnesota for Alzheimer's. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And join us on social media, please, and donate. We're here to help you win your money. Thank you again.
763-450-0500.
Oh, I feel good today. I went to a massage parlor this afternoon.
You were trick-or-treating in a massage parlor?
That was a very good pun, Mr. Hertzgard, but no, not really, not really. This is the Cannon Mess. On Halloween, it's 10 past 4, it's 55 degrees. Actually, I went to my Iron Range barber. His lady partner gave me a haircut today. When we got done, she put that, strapped that thing on her wrist, the massage thing, and started doing my head. It was absolutely fabulous. Got my ears lowered, had a massage.
So she used two hands.
Yeah, she got to have strong forearms.
Yeah. It's a big head. You probably
got a big head. Well, I digress, don't I? Mr. Hertzgard is here, and he'd like to say something.
I just want to tell you about the Litton microwave ovens at the Furniture Barns. There's a special going on right now at the Furniture Barns and the Furniture Barn departments at Zayer Shopper City.
I am going
to
be.
Holy smokes, did we just roll back a few years?
I'm telling you, to hear Hertz on CCO a number of years ago, and of course, Roger Strom is sitting in the studio. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Oh, I feel good today, Morg.
It's good to have you on the broadcast again this year. We can't thank you enough. We of course, were so deeply touched 2 years ago as you came on and were talking about your mom. Yeah. And all of the dementia, the Alzheimer's that she was going through, and one of the great things was to get to play a song during this broadcast for her, and they had her listening at the facility that she was living in. It was very touching.
It really was. Those good folks at the Estates of St. Louis Park were so wonderful. That was a very special moment, you know, and Mom was a vocalist on WCCO and at good old Charlie's Cafe Exceptional for mm-hmm. years. So people would come to hear her sing, Chuck. Similarly, people run when I start singing. So I think perhaps if I pledge to not sing, would that help the donations come in?
I hear the phones ringing off the hook as you mentioned that.
Yeah. So Dan will stop.
do you take checks?
Well, you've had.
Yeah, I do feel wonderful today. I just so inspired by all the guests and all my former colleagues and friends. I just pledged $2,000.
What?
And yes.
What?
I wouldn't just make this up,
Oh, my.
And here's your credit card back, Chuck.
Oh, thank you.
Here you go. Thanks a lot.
Well, the guy I took it from didn't need it, but thank you for that, Hertz. I appreciate you're still up to your same old tricks, many of the 22 years on 830.
Yeah, well, what an honor to be there, what an honor to be with all of you, because we certainly share a common bond here. And you know, I was really lucky. If I can just say a word or two about my mama. We lost her to Alzheimer's not quite 2 years ago. We had lots of forewarning, if you will. It was a early onset, and it was something that she lived with, and it slowly progressed over those years. But you know, talking about hope and giving others hope, mm-hmm. such as this wonderful group does and the Alzheimer's Association.
Yeah, it's a new era of hope.
I had hope, and Mama was able to accept her condition. And I think it was so important for us. We got to spend so much time together, be it on the phone or visiting her regularly. And I'll give you an example. You know, you could say, well, Mom, any worries today? And she'd go, well, I don't have a memory, so I can't remember what I should be worrying about.
Okay. Yeah.
She was a lovely lady, and she accepted things well.
Well, where she is.
Yeah.
And we're thankful for that. That
we certainly are.
She's getting a new body. All of this is done for her, and it's really tremendous to have you on. And in a little while, somebody that you worked with for a long time is coming on in about an hour. When we have, thanks to you, landed Ron Shera.
Oh, my dearest, everybody loves Ron Shera.
Yep.
And Ron, of course, been associated with the outdoors for so long. I was with him for many years. And folks will love hearing him. I think you've got Dave Lee, Chuck, don't you? Also another CCO alma mater.
We sure do.
It's been kind of a CCO reunion this morning with Roger Strom sitting in the studios this morning as well.
That's true.
Oh, Roger. Great to hear you again, man. It's been a few years since we've been together.
Oh, yeah, it has. Yep.
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah, that's for sure. We did well and had a great time, and looking forward to the rest of this wonderful day yep. for Alzheimer's.
We are fundraising at 763-450-0500 or mybobcountry.com online, right there on the homepage of Bob. You'll be able to donate. It's all secure, and our goal is $1,000 an hour. Jeff, I'm not sure if you have any new names to announce of people that have called in. The phones are ringing, and we're just excited to pass any amount that you've got on to the Alzheimer's Association.
We are just shy of $3,000.
Come on.
Oh, my
come
goodness.
Come on. We can do this.
So we are over halfway to our goal, just about halfway through
come on.
The Longest Day Broadcast
come
for
on.
Today.
We can do this. Hey, Hertz, you have a song that you wanted to play, and would you introduce that for us?
Well, I don't know if I'm qualified, having only been a DJ most of my life.
Yeah.
I'd be glad to try.
Well, we'll ignore that. Yeah.
Some of us are old enough to remember Jerry and the Pacemakers from the British wave of musicians.
Yeah, the Invasion. But, yeah.
And remember they did a song, what did this come out of? Carousel. Gordon McRae sang it, I think. You'll Never Walk Alone.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful song of hope. And so... The boys over in England recorded this, and it has become the anthem for the Liverpool Football Club.
Really?
They sing it before every game, and they use the Jerry and the Pacemakers, You'll Never Walk Alone.
Good. That's a great song. And, you know, if you're playing rugby or playing football over there, many of you are carried off the field.
Mm-hmm.
So it has special significance there, too. You will never walk alone. Thank you, Hertz.
Oh, God bless you all. So happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk through a storm, hold your hand up high. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song.
Makers and as Hertzgard alluded to, what a song about hope. You'll mm-hmm. never walk alone.
I love the fact that they put it to the doom, doo, 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 you know, the rhythms of the day.
Doom, doo, doo, doo.
Oh, that was wonderful.
So it's a new era of hope
mm-hmm.
with Alzheimer's. as we push ahead and try to reach the goal of $1,000 an hour before 3 o'clock this afternoon when this broadcast is over.
Let's roll out that phone number again, because maybe if we spice that up a little bit.
Mac, what's that number?
763-450-0500.
See? Good. See, there, the phones are ringing. We have volunteers that are out there. They've got 10 buttons and 5 fingers, and they're answering them as fast as they can. And we need your donation in any amount. And what was that number again?
763-450-0500.
See, it helps so much to have a professional voice, John.
You should consider radio.
Yeah, really.
Now, give it like a farm report. There.
I've got the perfect face for radio.
Yeah, Roger Strom can throw it out like a South St. Paul report.
Sure. Yeah, right. We're giving away, we're now seeing the livestock go through. We got some calls and throwouts going through the cow pen. And, yeah, they're getting anywhere from a 673 up to 450.
How about heifers?
Well, they're kind of in the negative 0500.
Oh, he did it. He pulled it off. The consummate professional, Roger Strom.
So here we are. We're at about 1228 or so. And I want to reintroduce Cheryl Crowfoot Knapp, my wife, talking about Alzheimer's and our experience of losing both of your parents and the things that we've been able to learn along the journey.
Yeah, we've had to learn so much about so much. One day we were at the assisted living center helping mom get down to so she could have her right after church brunch. And they gave her a plate of pancakes, and they gave her a little container of syrup, you know, where you have to kind of peel off the top plastic part. I looked at the ingredients and saw there is artificial sweetener in this. And you know what? Artificial sweetener is one of those bad foods that can contribute to Alzheimer's. Everybody's looking through the window and...
Jenny Carpenter just showed up. He's the owner of the station. We need to bow a little bit.
Oh, I see that. Oh, thank you, John. But I told them, I said, take this from my mother. Don't ever put this on her plate again. And I was kind of rude about it. But there are so many things that a person can do from a health perspective. There are good foods and there are bad foods. One reason that we want to take a look at that is because if we have a too high of a homocysteine level, that can contribute to dementia.
A what?
A homocysteine level. You don't want that. You don't, because it can become inflammatory. And here's the other word. Neurotoxic.
I don't know what it even means. I can't even spell it.
It's just something that shows up in your blood work. If it's high, you're doomed. Does that work for you?
Okay, I'm going to go get some blood work.
Okay. No, homocysteine is an amino acid, and you want to be able to reduce that because it will increase your risk of Alzheimer's. So, John, I have a couple of questions for you. See how much you know about good food, bad foods. Chuck and I conjured this up a few days ago. See a game?
Aimed at me?
Aimed at you.
This ought to be good.
Every answer is going to be White Castle. Really? I'm sorry.
He's never going to the state fair again.
No, I'll just go there with knowledge now.
Okay, so I'm going to give you two foods. And I'm going to do it three times, or I'll do it a couple of times. Now, and you need to tell me if they're both good, both bad, or one of each. So, I have orange roughy and avocado.
What is orange roughy?
It's a fish.
Oh.
Well, it would not be swimming in a small tank in your home.
Here in Minnesota, we call that bait.
Okay. All right. Now I get it.
Well, all right then.
I think both good.
Wrong. Avocado is good because, but orange roughy has a risk of being a high mercury fish. So you want to be able to not do the high mercury fish. Okay. So I have another one for you. Blueberries. Yeah. And drinks with artificial sweeteners.
Well, blueberries good. Artificial sweeteners bad.
Very good. Ding, ding, ding. 100%.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm going to give you one more.
All right.
I'm going to give you one more. I'm trying to make it. Some of these are way too obvious. Well, but I want to make the point. Okay, eggs or alcohol?
Eggs, good. Alcohol, not good.
Very good. You scored 100% on that one, too. This is in the perspective of homocysteines. So leafy green vegetables, eat a lot of those, beans and legumes, nuts and seeds, high fiber, cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, berries and cherries, high omega-3s, eggs, sweet potatoes. Oh, I love sweet potatoes. That's why we had them for dinner last night. But the bad ones, yes, the artificial sweeteners are bad. And you have to look for that in things even such as toothpaste. I have had to turn down free toothpaste from my dentist because it has artificial sweetener in it, so I avoid that like the plague. So sugary drinks, which I understand, John, I think you got rid of those a long time ago.
Yeah, I dumped them for water, believe it or not.
Oh, good. So you're not digging into artificial sweeteners or sugar.
You know what I just found out, though? McDonald's has sugar in their French fry salt.
Sure they do.
Yeah, they do.
I didn't know that until like last week.
I know, that's gross. That's gross. Anyway, so just be buyer aware of what you're putting into your bodies, but especially when it relates to your loved one with Alzheimer's.
Yeah. All right. So this goes back to Strami's story story from Wisconsin earlier this morning about what they found out going on over there. And the case in point is the family has got to be involved with folks who are in assisted living.
Yes.
You know, it's one thing to be in independent living, and then mom went from independent living to assisted living, and then on from there.
Do I have 1 minute that I could share something with caregivers?
Yeah, please do.
Get an elder care attorney, and don't count on a power of attorney to do what you want. It's limited. We tried to move my mother to a home. I thought I could with power of attorney. Her husband, who also has dementia, could override me, and we were unable to move mom until I got guardianship.
Uh-huh.
Guardianship gives you total control over everything, so you can do the most good for them. But get the right attorney, because they've got to know adult care.
And definitely, that's a good word about guardianship. It's so vitally important. We needed to do that. So Chuck and I were legal guardians for my mom, and there were several instances where that mattered.
But thanks. Let me tie this too. But you've been, Strami, you're talking about care of your mom.
Yes.
But if we're talking food, those are things that cross over as well. Because what are they feeding in those care centers? And are they healthy for her mind and for her body?
Right. I actually show up at mealtime sometimes and will share a meal, which is part of the connection with my mom.
Right.
But at the same time, I show up unannounced and they were giving hot dogs. And some kind of juice. They were saving money.
Yeah.
So be aware of what they serve, how often they serve it. And is it being monitored by an actual nutritionist?
Great point.
Yep, you got to be involved. Yep. If you have a loved one that's got this, let's go do some business here, and then we're going to come back on The Longest Day on Bob FM.
Now, back to our special Longest Day broadcast with Chuck and John, plus a whole bunch of memorable voices from Minnesota's radio history on Bob FM.
Country Bob FM. Chuck and John in the morning.
Don't leave home without.
Good evening. I'm Kim Jeffries. On our sick page today is Charles Schultz, although he's doing better. He was in for a quadruple coronary bypass, quite an operation. He is reported, however, to be doing very well in the hospital in Santa Rosa, California. He's the man who draws the Peanuts comic strip, of course.
And now with the business news, here's Dave.
No, Roger. It's Kim.
Right, Dave. It's me, Kim.
Kim?
Roger?
I'm sorry, Kim.
Okay, Roger.
Dave?
Roger.
Dave, it's Kim with the business.
Roger. Roger.
MCI plans to purchase Sprint for $100 billion. The deal has yet to be worked out. The buyers will wait and call the sellers during dinner.
Oh, Kim. Oh, how sweet. You know, on the press release that Alzheimer's wrote, one of the words they used was beloved. And that really is how we feel about you and all the years that you and I got to be on KS95 together, and you went to CCO and KTIS, and now you've written the book and podcasting. There's so much going on in the life of Kim Cotola, a.k.a. Jeffries, and welcome to Bob FM.
Thank you, Chuck, and thank you for all the many opportunities that you provided through the years. I think you probably had a hand in almost everything you mentioned there, and I made various transitions through the years.
Well, I know you were inducted into the Hall of Fame for Minnesota broadcasters a number of years ago, and you deserve that honor. And you've worked very, very hard and continue. In fact, what are you up to these days?
Well, I had a Christian radio broadcast going, which we actually started in 2012, about the same time that my book was released. Mm-hmm. And I was producing interviews, as well as we weren't really doing any live interactive. It was mostly recorded programs. So some were live on Sunday nights on one of the radio stations that had just a great relationship in Griffin, Georgia, New Life FM. And from there, we produced a short feature that aired on almost 800 stations, just talking about one person's story every day, because so many are affected by the pro-life and abortion issue. And so we did that until Bruce and I relocated to Arizona in 2019. Mm. And then I had a show on the Salem affiliate for about a year, again doing recorded interviews. And what I really love about that is just the chance to, you know, gain the knowledge and expertise from all of the guests. And so all of those are still archived at cradlemyheart.org. But I'm not really, and we're podcasting. It's available to listen as a podcast. But I'm not producing any new episodes this summer. I'm in Minnesota taking care of three of our nine grandbabies.
So are you doing any, is some of that caregiving?
Yes. But yeah, 4 days a week.
Okay. Yeah. So you know a little bit about that, too.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and it's really a joy. My daughter in Minnesota here and her husband have three kids. They have a 7-year-old daughter and then twin boys, one of whom has Down syndrome. So, and he is not your typical, I know, you know, everyone says, oh, they're so loving and they're so, you know, friendly, and he is all those things, but he's also a boss baby. he really likes to run the show. So that's Jonas, and he's a real joy for us too. And he'll be starting kindergarten along with his brother next year, as they're 5 years old, going into kindergarten. And I'm just really grateful that in Minnesota there are so many resources available for families with Down syndrome and special needs.
And one of those resources, of course, in that area that you mentioned earlier, would be your book, Cradle My Heart.
Well, yeah, you know, it continues to sell well on Amazon, even though I'm not doing a radio broadcast. Don't really have a platform for it, but I think it's just evergreen because it's a biblical resource. And you know, if people have experienced abortion, as millions and millions have, at least a million happen every year, and probably more now that women are resorting to the at-home medical abortions with pills, there's really no way to measure how many people are experiencing that. But it really becomes a spiritual crisis because a life is lost. Mm-hmm. And that's not a political message. I mean, it's just a scientific fact, a yeah. medical fact.
Yeah.
And our heart knows it, often too late, as happened with me. You know, once the damage is done, then the remorse sets in and the regret. And so, you know, praise God that through the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we have a remedy for every wrong that we have committed. And so, so that's what the book does, just tries to help people connect to the truth of the forgiveness that's already been obtained for us. And yeah, it continues to sell really well 10, 12 years later. In fact, my publisher, Kriegel, has asked me to write an update. So that just happened. And mm-hmm. I said, well, talk with me in the fall, because this summer I'm not writing anything.
you got your hands full, that's for sure.
It's pretty busy over here.
But thank you for being on the Longest Day broadcast. You've been with us for so many years in a row. This is our fourth year of doing it. John, the phone number is...
Yeah, it's alive and well and needing you to call. It's 763-450-0500. Now, I know it's lunchtime, Put down that chicken wing and go make a call. 763-450-0500. We've had a wonderful morning of progress.
Yep, and we more really to have. Come.
Yeah, more to come.
More to come.
But man, if you could step up with a gift of any size, maybe it's a $20 gift or a $50 gift. We've even had as much as a $500 gift come in today.
Oof.
And that is amazing. Now, maybe that's not you, but maybe it is you.
Yeah.
Maybe you could take us a long step toward our goal. That would be amazing. 763-450-0500.
While you're giving me just a moment to throw out a couple of names, because we've actually had just an outpouring in like the last Ooh. 15 minutes,
Ooh.
Just one right after another. Our very own mayor of Bob FM and Bob Country, Bob Rassett himself, Charles Jensen, Chris Peterson, Elizabeth Kircher, Rochelle Casper, Catherine
wow.
Wirebaugh,
wow.
Raleigh and Kim Imdick,
wow.
Jacob
wow.
Sorensen, and Scott Stifler.
Oh, man.
All have gone to mybobcountry.com, made their donation. You can call in, as you just mentioned, too, 763-450-0500.
So those are your 2 points of access. You can call right now, 763. We're at 760.
Just
brain has just gone. 763-450-0500. Or again at mybobcountry.com.
Kim, I can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes out from caregiving those three.
Thank you, Kim.
To ride with us on the radio for a few minutes. It's so much fun to hear your voice and hear your laugh.
Well, I'm so glad you guys are doing the work that you're doing on this. It's so important. So many families who can really feel isolated and really, you know, just to even have the problem acknowledged and just to even have an effort being made, I think is such an important thing to do. So I'm glad to do anything I can to help. Thank you for inviting me, Chuck.
Yeah, it's fun to have you on. And if, when we look back on Downs, isn't there some research there that shows that eventually as they grow older, they become susceptible to dementia and Alzheimer's as well?
Yes, and you know, we were, my husband Bruce and I became caregivers to his brother Brian, who had Down syndrome. Mm. And his Alzheimer's really began, Brian lived to his late 50s, which is amazing. The lifespan is really increasing among people with Down syndrome as we understand that they do have some special health needs, but Down syndrome is not a fatal condition, right? You know, so he, but his, the dementia sets in usually, you know, 5 to 10 years before the end of the lifespan. And that did happen with Brian. We had a great facility that was able to help us when we were caring for him in Georgia. And, you know, I think it's one of the myths about Alzheimer's is that, you know, there's a vacancy that the person's no longer present in their own lives. And I'm sure in some severe cases that might occur, but it's more, you know, phases and seasons of the condition and sort of coming in and out. And I think, you know, the famous story, you know, is that, well, your loved one doesn't remember you, but yes, we remember him.
That's right.
Right? We remembered him through the very end. And it was always a joy to care for him, as difficult as it may have been in the day-to-day.
Well, thanks again for coming on, sharing the stories. God bless you. The best of everything to you and Bruce and your family. And we look forward to being able to do this a year from now as well.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I hope you get 100 more calls in the next hour.
Thank you. We're going to play a Beach Boys song, and that's going to bring them in right there. You know, summertime in Minnesota, you got to have Beach Boys.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up she's my mind. Excitation, good vibration. She's my mind. So excitation, good vibration. She's my mind. So excitation, good vibration. She's my mind. So excitation,
always be kind.
And John are on the radio on Bob. It's the afternoon. This is a different time slot for you and I, Pastor.
Well, you know, as we grow older, it's a much more accommodating time slot.
I didn't have to weave through the deer in the darkness this morning.
You know,
it was good.
I was just over in Wisconsin last week.
Yeah.
Do they stack the dead deer on the side of the road?
I'm telling you, I saw at least one or two that had your name on them.
Unbelievable. I thought... Deer just must come to die in Wisconsin.
Well, I don't know, but I love venison sausage. I can tell you that.
Oh, you're the guy. You're the guy who stops and says, I think there's some chops on that one.
Well, here they are. Yeah. We are on for the longest day, Alzheimer's broadcast for the fourth year in a row on Bob FM. We still have many, many guests that are coming up before 3 o'clock.
Yep.
The phones are ringing, and the donations, there's another one. The donations are coming in. And we would like to see you make a contribution in any amount at 763-450-500. What's the number, Mac?
763-450-0500.
You know, it's not often that the Chuck and John Show has a special member with a deep set of pipes that can enunciate and do what you just did.
Yeah, it's nice to stand in the shadow of a professional, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's we got to talk about, before 3 o'clock, I want to talk to you. Aren't you doing some podcasting?
Yeah.
All right, we want to talk about that. And you are a poet. Sir, are a poet in residence. Now, if we can just... discover which residence it is.
Well, it's a high in the sky kind of place.
Ah, yes, in the saintly city, I assume. But we'll talk more about that at 7 minutes before 1 o'clock on Bob FM. And let's pay the bills and then come back and have more.
I got a groaner first.
Oh, Terry. Good. Terry Train. Oh.
Come back, Terry.
What do you call two idiots out in a blizzard? Numb and nummer.
I was sure she was going to say Chuck and John.